Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Well, it's dinner time in the Young household, but it looks as if there weren't going to be many faces around the festive board tonight. Pepper and Biff haven't as yet shown up, and Peggy, of course, is away in Chicago. Probably she's getting ready for quite a different kind of dinner than the simple one the Youngs have prepared tonight. Mr. Young is home, though, and he's aware that it's time to eat, whether the rest of his family is ready or not.
Oh, Mary!
Yes, darling? Here I am in the living room.
Dinner ready yet?
Well, it will be in a minute, Sam. Why?
Well, I ought to see a man tonight, Mary. I've got a lead on something that may turn out to be pretty good.
A job, Sam?
Well, I don't know yet, dear. It's too soon to say. It's just somebody I heard about who wants a fellow in the prime of life, like myself, and it may be something that I can do. Well, I'm going to see him right after dinner.
Oh, Sam, I hope so. What sort of a job is it?
Well, I don't exactly know yet. But it may mean that I have to do a great deal of traveling around.
Oh, well, now, I'd hate that. I hate having you away from home.
I know, honey, but beggars can't be choosers, and I'm darn lucky to hear of anybody who wants anybody over 21. Apparently, this is a day when everybody wants young men, but, well, of course, there's always a chance for us old boys.
Now, don't call yourself an old boy. The idea.
Well, I won't, but that's what I guess I am, honey. Well, if dinner's ready, I'd like to sit down and have it right now.
Well, you see, I'm waiting for Pepper and Biff.
Oh, seems to me we're always waiting for Biff.
I know it. He has no idea of time, whatever.
No. Well, I guess Peggy's in Chicago by this time.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she was supposed to wire us when she got there, but I guess she forgot all about it in the excitement.
Yeah, I figure she would. But I'm not sure she... Oh, I'm sure she got there all right.
Oh, bless her heart. She must be so happy being with Carter again.
I wonder how the Trent family are taking it.
Well, I guess they have to take it and like it.
Well, as long as she had a good time.
Oh, of course she will. She'll have a wonderful time. It'll be a great experience for her, I'm sure.
Hmm. It'll be an experience, all right, but how great it'll be, I don't know. Oh, Mary, I'm a little dubious about the whole thing. I've been there. I've seen the Trent layout. It takes a good deal to overawe me, but believe me, I was overawed.
Not too overawed.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, not so overawed that you couldn't knock Mr. Trent down.
Oh, now, Mary, do I have to hear about that for the rest of my life?
I'm afraid so. You see, I'm rather proud of it.
Oh, well, you're certainly proud of the darndest thing. Well, does it take a sock in the jaw to make you proud?
Oh, Sam.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Hi, everybody. Say, I've got a date tonight, so is it all right if I get dinner out of the way quick, like?
Well, your father has a date tonight, too, and he wants to have dinner early, so I guess we'll go in. Biff isn't here, so I'll just keep something hot for him, I guess.
Say, what is all this about Biff? What's the trouble?
Well, I think he's in love. Again.
Oh, do tell. Gee, I'm glad I'm not. You know, it makes an awful lot of difference when you can think about other things and concentrate on life in general.
I've just been telling your mother that Peggy must be in Chicago by now.
I thought she was supposed to send a wire the minute she got there.
She was, but she probably forgot it. After all, it must have been pretty exciting for her, the arrival and all the rest.
Yeah, and Carter standing in the station with open arms. Boy, I bet she has herself a time.
Yeah. As I was telling your mother, I don't know how much of a time she'll have. The whole Trent establishment's so impressive and so overpowering that I'm afraid Peggy will... she'll feel lost in the shuffle.
Oh, leave it to her. She'll be okay. Besides, they've got to be decent to her when she's visiting them.
Yes, I suppose we do.
I'm going back to the flying field. Andy and I've got some work to do.
Gee, is everybody at dinner? Am I late again?
Yep, late as usual.
See, Mrs. Young, I got somebody here with me.
Oh, you brought somebody for dinner, Biff?
Well, you remember I told you about a girl named Gloria?
Oh, yes, Biff, of course I remember.
Well, now, don't tell me you brought a girlfriend when we've got hash for dinner.
Oh, I don't think she'd come to dinner, Mr. Young. Only her family were out, and I sort of brought her around, and she can sit on the porch till we finish dinner.
Well, of course she can't sit on the porch. Bring her in. What a very idea.
Say, Biff, is this the local heartbeat?
Shh. Keep it under your hat, will you? Boy, is she something.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess I'd better look her over.
Say, this is a one-way street, remember, and it's going my way.
Well, I'll pull up another chair, and she can come in and look over the hash.
I'm awfully sorry, Mrs. Young, if it puts you out or anything.
Well, of course it doesn't, Biff. Just means setting another plate.
Oh, but she doesn't want anything to eat. She doesn't want anything at all. She said to tell you that she'd just sit outside and wait till I got through, and we could go to the movies or something.
Of course she's going to have dinner with us. Pepper, go get her.
Okay. Oh, no, you stay where you are. I'll get her.
Hey, beautiful.
Yes, Biff?
Mrs. Young says to come on in and join the family party.
Oh, I don't think I better do that.
Oh, you sure had. My name's Pepper Young. This is my mother and father.
How do you do?
And this is our chicken hash. Mm-hmm. Come on in and make yourself at home.
Well, I don't know. I'm really not a bit hungry, Mrs. Young. Really, I'm not.
Oh, nonsense. We'd love to have you. We're sorry we have anything better to offer you than hash.
Oh, I'd like chicken hash very much. It looks perfectly delicious.
Besides, we've been wanting to meet you after hearing Biff's account of you.
You mean he's been talking about me?
Have I? I just got through saying you were an answer to a prayer.
Sit down here, won't you, beside Biff?
Yeah, that place is swell, right across from me.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure I'm not putting you to any trouble, Mrs. Young?
Oh, no. You can drop in any time you feel like it. It's all right with us. Do you live in Elmwood?
Yes, I do. Oh, we've only been here a short time, but we just love it. It's the most hospitable town.
Yes, it's pretty hospitable, especially to blondes.
You'll have to excuse my son's direct method, Miss...
Oh, won't you please call me Glory?
Well, yes, I'd like to, Glory. But I repeat, please excuse my son. He believes in the direct method. It leaves something to be desired in the way of subtlety, but after all, you do get the idea that gentlemen prefer blondes.
I thought you had a sister. I thought Peggy Young was...
Yes, but she's in Chicago.
Oh, I've heard so much about her. I've been reading all about her in the paper. She's engaged to marry Carter Trent, isn't she?
Well, that's right, she is. More or less.
Will you have some vegetables, Glory?
Oh, no, thank you. No vegetables.
What's the matter? Are you on a diet?
Well, I do have to think about it.
You don't look as if you had to think about anything.
She has to think about me. How about it, Glory?
Well...
Are you kids going to the movies tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Are we, Biff?
Well, I was thinking of taking a minute.
Mind if I go along, too?
Oh, no, we'd love to have you. Wouldn't we, Biff?
Would not. And I mind plenty.
Well, you can't keep me out of the movies. I'm going anyhow, and if I happen to sit next to you...
Well, Pepper, I thought you and Andy Hoyt had some work to do at the flying field.
Oh, well, Glory said she'd like me to postpone it till tomorrow night, didn't you?
Why, yes. I think it would be awfully nice.
Well, then that's all settled. We'll all go to the movies.
Nothing doing, Pepper. I told you this was a one-way street.
I heard you, but I'm going the same way.
Tell me, Miss...
Miss Easton, Mrs. Young. Glory Easton.
Is your family here in Elmwood with you?
Well, yes. I'm here with my mother and father. We've just taken a house on Beacon Street.
Hey, that's not too far away. Are you going to the high school here?
Yes, I am. I have one more year.
Oh, well, then you'll be in Peggy's class.
Oh, yes. Oh, it must be wonderful for her to be engaged to somebody like Carter Trent.
It's wonderful for us to have her in Chicago. We've been hearing too much about Carter. We're kind of fed up on it.
Well, look, won't you eat anything else? You've hardly touched a bite.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, well, how about some dessert?
Oh, no, thank you. I never eat dessert.
Gee, it wouldn't cost a man practically anything to keep you in victuals. And, you know, that's something to consider in these days of rising prices, especially of food.
Oh, Pepper, have a heart.
I have. That's the trouble. Mother, I don't want any dessert either. Suppose you and I go outside and look over the landscape, Glory.
I don't want any dessert either, if you don't mind, Mrs. Young. You'll be excused.
Why, Biff, I never knew you to go without dessert.
Yeah, well, this is a special case.
Excuse us, please. Come on, let's all scramble outside.
You know, it's a swell night with the moon and everything. I ordered it especially for you, Gloria.
Poor dear. With Pepper horning in.
Oh, he's got a lot of crust, all right.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Mary?
Sam, I hope Peggy's having a good time. Keep worrying about her.
So do I. And I also wish, instead of being seriously involved with someone, she was like this girl, having a good time with all the boys.
Yeah.
I'd feel much better if she were here in Elmwood, going out to the movies, instead of way off there in Winnetka and that palace of the Trents.
She doesn't belong there, does she?
She certainly doesn't. And she'll find that out in no time and be back here before you know it.
Perhaps Mr. Young is right. Perhaps Peggy is already beginning to find how difficult it would be to fit into Carter's world. Now, a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Peggy has dinner in state and accepts an invitation to the country club dance with misgivings. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.